Thank you, worship team. Hello. Good afternoon. So rainy season started. Humid. This is Japan. Enjoy this rainy season, but avoid the moss, kabi. Yeah. Take care of your room. Keep dry. This afternoon, I'd like to continue to read the Epistle of Philippians. Today, I'll read from verse 18, end of part of verse 18 and 26. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayer and God's provision of Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by death, by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yes, what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body, convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you, again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. The Word of God. This letter is written by Paul, and he was in probably jail. He expressed, I'm in chain, I am in chain. So probably he was he lost his freedom. If this letter was written in Rome, probably he lived in a house, but he could not go out, and guarded by the Roman soldiers. So he can write, or he can talk, or he could welcome the guests, but he could not go out. The reason why he was restrained was he appealed to Caesar. He would be judged. Probably he did not do something wrong, but could be sentenced to death. But he, as we read the scripture, for him, death is not matter for him. The first part, verse 18, yes, I will continue to rejoice. Yeah, he's in rejoice. He's so happy. You know. Yeah. He was in jail, could be sentenced to death. So what? I'm so happy. Why? For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Christ Jesus, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. He continued to rejoice because your prayers, Philippians' prayer, and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. What does it mean? He will be delivered physically? Probably no. Yeah. The word my deliverance could be understood. He will be delivered everlasting, which means he will be delivered from his physical body. So he will be free. So he did not expect he will be innocent and he'll be free. Yeah, it could be, but in this part, he did not expect his church will be gone. But his Philippians prayer and God's provision, I'll be somehow be delivered. And next verse said, I eagerly expect and hope. I eagerly expect and hope. What Paul eagerly expect and hope? I will no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always Christ be exalted. That's what eagerly expect and hope. Christ will be exalted in my body. That's what he expect and hope. Nothing except that. That's what eagerly expect and hope. Of course, I will be no ashamed, but will have sufficient courage. He never ashamed. Even he was captured or free or and he has courage. But his goal is that Christ will be exalted in my body. How about yourself? What's your goal? What your eagerly expectant hope this week? What you expect this week? End of month, get some salary. Expect some letters from your friends, meet your friends, have some fun. That's fine, that's fine, that's great. But our final goal has to be that Christ will be exalted in my body. Yeah. Put in your head. Yeah. What is my goal? Christ will be exalted. In Greek, the be exalted is means magnified. It's magnified. Yeah. His name has to be magnified through my life. Yeah. If through what I do, by what I did or what I said, if Christ's name would be exalted, Christ's name would be magnified, that's great. That's fine. Even though I'm insulted or lost something, or there's something bad condition happened, doesn't matter. If Christ will be exalted, great. That's the great. So we have to put things. We have to put our focus on that one thing. So our life will be straight. Yeah. If our life is go right and left and up and down. Probably you lost your goal. If you lost your focus, then you go up and down and right and left. Oh Lord, help me. I'll do this and do this. That's fine. But if we put our focus on one thing, our life will never astray. You will never lost your motivation. And verse 22, I have to read. Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. Ah, this is great. Whether by life or by death. Yeah. Will Paul live or die? It didn't matter. It doesn't matter even he live or die. If Christ will be exalted by life, that's great. By death, that's great. So he did not care his trial. If he will be sentenced to death, that's fine. If through my death the Christ be exalted, oh yes, great. And verse 21. This is quite sentence. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The reason why I said this verse is quite a verse in Greek. In Japanese, we use is, be, verb. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But in Greek, no is. In Greek, to live Christ, to death, profit. To death, gain. That the Greek. So I was surprised and shocked. No being. In Greek said, Tozen Christos kai o apothane keldos. That's Greek. Tozen is to live. Christ, Tozen Christos, no is. What does it mean? He did not want to use is or was or will be. For me, my life to live equal Christ, 100% equal. He did not live for Christ or to Christ or of Christ. He did not put any presupposition and he did not put any verb to live Christ. Such as, yes, I am here. I live Christ. So he could not, probably he could not express his feeling. So, Tozoe Christos. Please remember, Tozen Christos. Tozen Christos. This is Greek. Tozen Christos. And? Yeah, I do. I live, my life is Christ, and my death, keldos, is gain. It's gain, it's profit. Yeah. But in this word, death is not gain. Death is no profit. If you die, you lost everything. That's why people are afraid of death. Because in Japanese, we say, 死んだら終わり. 死んだら終わり. Yeah. Death is the totally end. This is end. But Paul said, death is gain. This is gain. This is not the end. This is not the finish. This is also gain. Live, Christ. Death, gain. That's he put those words. Very strong, very strong. Yeah, sometimes Paul used this grammar, no being, no verb, put a noun together very strongly. This is so we can understand what Paul wants to express himself. From me, to live Christ, to die gain. It's like a Terminator. I'll be back, you know, to live Christ. Nothing between him and Christ. 100% attached to live Christ. For me, live Christ. I live for Christ. I die for Christ. I walk with Christ, I think with Christ, but he did not use with or for or to, just Christ, live Christ. Very important proclamation for Paul is Philippians 1:21. Remember it. And after 22 and 26, he had some explanation or how can I say? His it's hard to make decision things. For if I am go on living in my body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Now, yes, what shall I choose? What ish, I do not know. I do not know. I am torn between the two. Between the two, I desire to depart and be with Christ. What to? Live or die? Yeah. If I die here, I can depart to be with Christ. Yeah, he's like his airplane depart from Earth and goes to Jesus Christ. Then. So that's, he's so longed for. Because I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. So a desire to depart. Yeah. This is his expression. He did not say, I die. I depart. Depart, like flight. Yeah. I depart. So which is better by far? He said, I am torn. In Greek, use the, like, I am hard pressed, two things, not torn. The New American Standard translated into, but I am hard pressed from two things.
both directions.
This is close to the Greek, I think. So NIV, New International, translate, torn, I am torn. You know, I am torn. But in Greek, I was pushed by two. Live or die. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. For you, for the Philippians, it is necessary. I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain. I will continue with you for your progress and joy in the faith. He was pressed by two, but okay. I don't die. I live a little bit longer for you. Because if I'm here, if I live, I could help you, your progress, and joy in the faith. So that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Not just for the Philippians, but through the progress of Philippians, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound. So finally, the Christ will be exalted. That's his goal. So he kind of threatening the Philippians, you know, in the first part of the letter. But this is what he feels about. Of course, even Paul, as a human being, he is hard time to be here. So if I could depart, well, for me it's good. I could go with Jesus, with Christ. And could be gain if I die. But I am convinced now I will remain. I will remain. I won't die. I will live for you. So the Philippians who read these letters in this part, they feel, Paul will live for us. He won't be dead. Relieved a little bit. But however, please remember that for Paul, what his goal was that Christ will be exalted. Christ will be exalted. So this has to be our goal. This has to be our goal. Amen? Amen? Yeah. Amen. Even in the trials, even the hard time, even in the midst of trial, if we have this word in our head, we can look up. We can go up from the bottom. What is our focus? What is our goal? Christ will be magnified, not me. His name has to be exalted, not me. Live, die. That's fine. No matter. Good life, bad life, doesn't matter. Doing good or bad, doesn't matter. Understand, misunderstand, doesn't matter. If Christ is exalted, I'm fine. I'm glad. I rejoice to live Christ, to live Christ. We live here,
Christ.
When I read this, especially reading Greek, I'm so jealous to Paul. Because he had no distance from Jesus Christ. For him, Christ is right here, not far. Because he said, to live Christ. Sometimes he used the expression, in Christ, in Christo, in Christ. En Christo means in Christ. Yeah. Not of Christ, not for Christ. He said in Christ. Like he was surrounded, or he was, how can I say? Anyway, yeah. So, now, as always, Christ be exalted in my body, whether by life or death. For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To die is gain. To die is gain for Christ. Yeah. Not for me. Yeah. His focus, his direction of idea, never toward himself. Yeah. You know, he all think toward Christ. And nowhere, just Christ. Put his focus on Christ all the time. So he can say, I am torn. I'm hard-pressed. But finally, he said, okay, I live. But of course, for Christ will be exalted by progress of the Philippians. Okay, so let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful letter from Paul to Philippians. He was in jail. He could be sentenced to death. But he did not matter what had happened on his body, because his goal was that Christ will be exalted, whether by life or death. He always think about Christ, to live Christ. Lord, we want it like Paul. We want to think like Paul. We want to believe like Paul. Lord, from this week, we put the words in our head, in our heart, and we will never be lost. We can walk straight toward you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.